This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. In Mere Mortals, San Francisco Ballet takes on the story of Pandora's Box through the contemporary lens of artificial intelligence. Composer and electronic musician Sam Shepard, also known as Floating Points, performs his original score live with the Royal Scottish National Orchestra as 40 dancers perform. We're joined today by audio describer Emma Jane McHenry to learn more. Hi Emma Jane, thank you so much for joining us.
Hi Amelia, pleasure to speak to you.
So before we discuss the production, can you tell us about your career so far as an audio describer?
Yeah, of course. I started out as an audio describer primarily for dance. I was an education officer with Scottish Ballet, and it was through them that I was trained to be an audio describer. So from there, I described lots of different dance pieces, and then I broadened out my work to incorporate live plays, to films and all sorts of different things. I like to be challenged as well. So I often, you know, have had the privilege of working with lots of different productions and choreographers and directors that maybe have an alternate view of where pieces should be performed. I've done site-specific work. I've done pieces that are improvised. So yeah, a quite wide-ranging experience of being an audio describer.
And this is a very unique performance. There's a lot of layers of movement, costumes, a live score. Can you give us a synopsis of the story?
Absolutely. Well, you've encapsulated it really well. So apologies if I kind of go over that, but hopefully I'll give some more insight into it. So the last time San Francisco Ballet appeared at the Edinburgh International Festival was over 20 years ago. So it's been quite a gap. So it's really exciting to have them back. I was in the audience then, and I loved their performances 20 years ago. So I know I'll just love this too. Ballet is seen as quite a visionary ballet. It's by the choreographer Azir Barton. It's a retelling of a mythical story of Pandora's Box that goes way back to 700 BC. Which is incredible. Futuristic retelling, as you were saying, for the AI age. So open Pandora's box and come face to face with the perils of our tech-obsessed age. And it's interesting that it's come from San Francisco as well, a city that's renowned for its tech. And it takes us on an eternal philosophical questions about the quest for knowledge through the contemporary lens of AI, ask the questions of what happens when our curiosity outpaces our understanding of the consequences? What can our curiosity unwittingly unleash? It's about the hunger for power and what can be unleashed as a result. So all of these themes are very pertinent to today's world. The ballet doesn't necessarily follow a traditional narrative, but it is completely immersive, and there's four central characters to it that I'll be looking at through my audio description. So the choreographer Azir Barton has described the dancers as being a community on stage. They respond to the live and sometimes changing electronic score, and she's described the overall effect as a storm of energy. So I think it will be very, very exciting. And, you know, performed live by Floating Points, Sam Shepard with the RSNO is going to be quite incredible. So both electronic and orchestral at the same time, an incredible presence and power, I'd imagine. Cutting edge visuals, as you were saying, there's LED screens that can be moved about the stage and also form a wall. And there's just incredible video imagery, quite intoxicating video imagery that's put up on these. So, yeah. I can't wait, to be honest.
And there's so much in this performance for audiences to enjoy. But as an audio describer, where do you start with a show like this with so many components?
Totally. That's always the million-dollar question is how do I start? I try and kind of jump right in and just get immersed in it. Watch the film of it many, many times. I'm fortunate to get the film in advance, so I can work with that quite intensively. I quite often don't have a sure-fired way to approach work. I maybe try this version, this way of looking at it, or I try another way. But with this one, I created made a bit of a skeleton script of different entrances and exits of the key characters, visuals that I could pin movement on, and then I go and look at the sections of movement and describe those. So I think it's always good to get something down on paper, as it were, as a bit of a skeleton, and then start to fill in the gaps. And that's kind of what I've done.
And what have been some of the biggest challenges for you? What element has been the most difficult to work with?
Well, it's always quite hard when you're dealing with a piece on film versus the live version, because there's always some differences. You know, people will say to me, but they do it exactly the same as they did it in the film. But I think when you experience something live, there are differences. There's different sense of physicality. You feel the energy differently when you're sat in the audience as well. So I always like to watch a performance live first as well, which really helps me to get a real sense of the piece. The challenges, I probably will say the lighting. The lighting at some points is very dark, and also at some point it's very bright. So it will be quite, and the costuming is quite dark as well at times. So it will be quite hard to kind of really keep on top of entrances and exits and how many dancers. And there's a real sort of sense of energy and swarming and surging bodies. So I think that will be challenging. The more challenging work sometimes are the more rewarding, because when you feel as though you've got it right, then that, you know, is a great sense of achievement. I think as well, you know, everybody reads the performance differently. So I'm trying to honour the work, but I'm also trying to help any visually impaired, low vision audiences to get a real sense of what the work is about and who's on, who's off, what's happening in the piece. And to be honest, visually impaired audiences that have audio description might even have a bit more information than sighted audiences. So hopefully my description will help.
And who do you think would enjoy the show? Why should people come along?
Well, I think people who are interested in technology, people who are interested in music, in different sounds, it will be a very immersive experience. So I think even without audio description, you'll get a real sense of the energy, of the pace, of the power of the work. And I think really, it's something for everyone, because you've got choreography, you've got amazing choreography, you've got fantastic sound score, live musicians, you've got amazing visuals. So I think it's really got something for everyone.
And the audio describe performance takes place on Sunday the 30th of August at 8 p.m. How can people book tickets and get in touch about access questions?
To book tickets, you can do this through www.eif.co.uk. You can also sign up to the Access Pass here, which has been designed to improve the booking experience for people with access requirements. There's also an email address that you can get in touch if you need any further assistance, and that's access@eif.co.uk. If you do have the time to attend the touch tour, I think that's really helpful to kind of start setting the scene for you. We're going to have some costumes, so it'll give you a real sense of possibly how the dancers move, the costuming, and it'll give us a chance to have a chat before the show. So I would encourage anyone who is coming along to the performance, that if they can make the time to come to the touch tour, then it would be great to see you.
Well, thank you so much, Emma-Jane McHenry, for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio to talk about Mere Mortals at this year's Edinburgh International Festival.
Not at all. Thanks so much for asking me along.